Hello. Thank you for joining for quote 204 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. We begin by recognizing our truth, and from this place of clarity, we allow the quote to speak to us. Coming into the present moment, finding a comfortable position for the body, taking a few deep breaths, allowing the mind to settle down, coming into a quietness of rest, relaxation. The mind and the body slowing down, moving attention to the present moment, right now. A Brahmana says, "What is now so is what's so. Nothing else is so. What is now so is what's so. Nothing else is so." This very moment, just as it is what is. Nothing else is. Noticing what is. What is in awareness right now? What body sensations? What emotion or mood? What mindset? What thoughts? What is happening right now? And noticing that you are the one aware of what is so. Being aware of the awareness, the consciousness This very moment, just as it is what is. Nothing else is. Ramana says, I can never know what anything is. If I think, I know what a thing is, and the knowing is about that thing as being something separate or other than I, than I, the knower, then what is known is only a concept appearing in the mind. Then what is known is only a concept appearing in the mind. It is not real or have actual existence. Therefore, I don't really know what anything is. Everything that is appearing in awareness is a concept. It's not real. The concept doesn't have existence. If I think I know who I am, and that knowing is about a separate me, I, that is other or separate from you, that is just a concept. It has no existence. And so I don't know who I am. The separate self, I, is just a concept. It has no existence. It's simply appearing in the mind, in awareness. If I don't know what I am, who I am, what do I know? Am I really conscious? That I am the one and only consciousness? The The one and only consciousness is infinite. It has no beginning, middle, or ending. See for yourself that you are this one and only consciousness. Never having known the beginning or the ending. Simply being this one and only consciousness. Simply being. Without concepts. Simply being. The individual self is an illusion because the idea of individual self says that there is a me who stands apart from you. It does not see that the experience itself comes from one creation. Creation and creator are one because the process of creation is creator, and creation cannot be apart from the process. This need not be understood, but it must be accepted. if one is to see why or how to love his brother as himself. Given from our Holy Spirit. The individual self is an illusion, because the idea of individual self says that there is a me who stands apart from you. It does not see that the experience itself comes from one creation. Creation and creator are one, because the process of creation is creator, and creation cannot be apart from the process. This need not be understood, but it must be accepted, if one is to see why or how to love his brother as his self. Thank you. The individual self is an illusion, because the idea of individual self says that there is a me who stands apart from you. It does not see that the experience itself comes from one creation. Creation and creator are one, because the process of creation is creator, and creation cannot be apart from the process. This need not be understood, but it must be accepted, if one is to see why or how to love his brother as his self. The individual self is an illusion, because the idea of individual self says that there is a me who stands apart from you. It does not see that the experience itself comes from one creation. Creation and creator are one, because the process of creation is creator, and creation cannot be apart from the process. This need not be understood, but it must be accepted, if one is to see why or how to love his brother as his self. Thank you for joining for quote 204 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. Namaste.